It's time for the Technocast, your digital blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, your systems are offline.
Molweni, igama ubongekile umamele the Technocast, your digital plug.
Hey yo, this is your boy Kagiso, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
Igama Thando, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
This is your boy Castro Ghana, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
The government might have reopened the economy a bit, but the impact of level 5 lockdown is rearing its head and the picture isn't pretty.
South Africa will move from level 5 of the lockdown to level 4.
Non-compliance has sent South Africa back into lockdown level 3.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced level 2 of the lockdown.
Cabinet decided this morning that the country should now move to alert level 1.
Being under lockdown means children have increased screen time and online access. Sometimes this exposes them to online risks and dangers. Be alert and be aware of your child's online and mobile behavior. Where possible, participate in online activities with them and teach them how to protect themselves online. Safety comes first.
May God bless our beautiful country, South Africa, and protect her people. I thank you.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned. Another very rich in history station, and also one of the longest existing community radio stations, dating back to the 80s, is Bush Radio, situated in Cape Town. Managing Director of Bush Radio, Brenda Leonard, took time to speak to us about how they as a station use technology to improve what they do and how digital migration worked out for them.
The Technocast, the Technocast, your digital blah.
As a station, we always look at how to use technology to improve what we do. And the previous area, I spoke about community engagement. It was a bit difficult not to mention what we do in terms of social media, in terms of engaging audiences. So I think in terms of the digital space, we obviously stream. Our streaming takes place and you can reach us anywhere in the country and the world. And incidentally, most of the listeners actually that stream is inside South Africa. So maybe in Johannesburg, Pretoria, some of them, even in Cape Town CBD, where our signal don't reach because of the high buildings. So that's one way how we use digital to reach audiences. I think then we use social media. We, as Bush Radio, we have a Bush Radio Facebook page, we've got an Instagram page, and we've got a Twitter account as well. And we actually use all of that to reach our audience and also to engage our audience. We've got a short code SMS line as well as a WhatsApp account. And all of this is actually available in studio. So if you give Bush Radio any feedback or we have a program and you have a question, you can send it on any of those social media accounts and we'll be able to pick it up in studio because it's all available there. We installed fiber last year, 2020. So since then, we've also introduced the whole thing about Facebook Live. And especially when we have discussions, to actually Facebook that live and people can actually then see what's happening in studio, but they can also send questions and participate in the discussion. So that's something new that we're trying out. The one area we haven't actually done in terms of digital is the podcasting. And that's an area we're exploring and looking at and finding a way of actually doing that. We also have a blog, or Bush Radio have a main blog. And then we have a blog for each program that's updated every day. For the daily programs and once a week for the weekly programs. We also have a news blog with that as well. And what we've done when we set it up is we actually integrated the blog with our social media. So if you update, for instance, the news blog, it automatically goes out on our social media as well to remind people and show people that there's new content so that they come to the blog. So that's what we use and in terms of the digital space.
Sounds like Bush Radio is up to speed when it comes to digital migration and are clearly using migration and technology to their full advantage. If Bush Radio can use the digital space and make it work for them, I'm pretty sure other radio stations can do the same. On the next episode, we find out the digital strategy put in place for community radio stations. Stay tuned.
Passionate about radio. Well, Nimisa is here to shape your voice, creativity, and production skills. Go to www.nimisa.co.za or email info@nimisa.co.za. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nimisa, let's go digital.